You're listening to Innovation for Alpha, where we explore everything at the intersection of healthcare innovation and finance. Through our discussions and interviews, we keep you informed and educated about healthcare innovations, next-level venture investing, and everything involving the combination of the two.
Hi, everybody. It's Tobin Arthur, your host for Innovation for Alpha. And today I am joined by a physician that I've known for some time. Kevin McGarvey is an emergency physician based in Colorado, founded a really neat and interesting company. We're going to learn a little bit more about them today. We're going to get an update. But Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tobin. Thanks for having me on. Good to be here.
Well, Hippo Health, you guys have really been plodding along, just steadily gaining ground. And in a somewhat crowded space in terms of telehealth, you guys have really created a unique niche. Tell us a little bit about the company.
Yeah. So as an emergency physician, I felt the modern day care experience was broken. We started the company focused on trying to build a better platform for clinicians and patients, just based on our experience as founding emergency physicians that felt all of the platforms we worked on really didn't enable us to easily connect with our own colleagues in our own community for that last mile of care. So we couldn't easily refer patients or coordinate care while seeing a patient virtually. And we found that just kind of really tied our hands on being able to go more in depth on complicated care management. So after my medical group got acquired, I decided to dive all in on trying to build a platform that I thought was going to meet a need in the marketplace for telemedicine as the industry evolved, as well as for just overall care delivery. And so we launched our care network platform here in Colorado about 3.5 years ago and saw steady paid user growth of about 25% month over month. And then we had COVID hit and we had 1,200% paid user growth in about 2 weeks. So we got to rapidly scale the platform and took the volume of visits from just a handful happening on the platform to about 16,000 visits a month the next month. And with that, there were obviously a lot of entrants into the market, like Zoom Healthcare and Doximity. We then focused in on a niche of telemedicine with EMS telemedicine and really built out an easy on-demand user interface that would enable a patient that had just called 911 to be assessed in their home by a paramedic and then having a physician on demand help assess them in the home, where we're able to treat about 85% of elderly patients that were on average about 80 years old in the home who had just called 911. And then with that pilot proof of concept done, we brought in a new CEO, Eric Orm, who's helped scale a couple of health tech companies from 5 million up to 100 million. And we're now on a mission to really go after what we built the software architecture for in the first place. And we're calling it Care Networks for All. So we're enabling any care team, physician, clinician across the country to be able to use our platform for free for doing telemedicine, patient chat with their patients, internal team chat. And then we work with you to start to expand and create your own personal care network to help refer patients into your practice as well as to your local care network partners, to help everyone not just grow their practices, but also give your patients better care through more efficient care coordination. So we are selling into several underserved channels of healthcare with Eric's leadership in sales and marketing, and on a mission to really build the next generation of a telemedicine platform that can enable care networks for all across the country that's physician owned and led.
Well, we love that. That's really the sweet spot of our community, our physician-founded companies, physician-led companies. So we're all in behind you guys. And I love you guys have just been steadily executing. Like you said, you were also at a historic time with COVID. It was just a crazy accelerator. But share a little bit more about, walk us through maybe a typical client who hears about you. You talk about that point person, and then they can build out their care network. Give us a sense of who is that person, because they may be listening right now and saying, that's me. I should pick up the phone and call these guys.
Yeah, I think we really want to work with any patient-focused clinician that really is passionate about giving the best care possible to their patients and is looking to grow their practice, looking to do innovative ways to serve patients with better access, better care using a unique telemedicine platform that can better coordinate care, better refer patients to local care teams. So really any physician, practitioner, practice, care team, even health systems that want to do a better job of easily coordinating care with other local care teams. And that can be, you know, referring to the local neurology group. It could be referring to mental health support groups, primary care, mental health, subspecialists. We've really tried to focus in on building out several channels that we can then offer up to those practices to drive new patients to their practices, as well as create new revenue streams, which I'd be happy to share more about as well.
So. Yeah, let's definitely hit on that because that's a unique part of the model. You said it's free, but as incremental revenue or incremental patients come in, that's where some of the revenue gets split. Walk us through that a little bit.
Sure. So Eric Orme, our new CEO, has helped build businesses for Guyton, Boston Scientific, several health services companies that have grown substantially in targeting underserved markets in healthcare. And so we've built out about 6 to 8 different channels where we're actively marketing to build out patient demand for unique concierge virtual services. So just to talk about those a little bit, we're focused on college campuses where, you know, as a, you know, middle-aged adult, you often send your kid to college and you might be spending, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 now for their education, but they don't tend to get great access to sophisticated medical services. So we've built out an offering that can enable a college student to be able to get a confidential assessment by a board certified physician around any sort of mental health issues, drugs and alcohol issues, sex practices, to be able to make sure that they are safe, protected, and able to talk with someone that's knowledgeable in a very safe, confidential way to help prevent them from having a, you know, a high risk episode that might be damaging to them or someone else for a long term. We're targeting fraternities and sororities. We're actively signing them up. And then looking for physicians to partner with in those states to be able to then offer up a fairly lucrative virtual visit that any parent would sign up for in a heartbeat for their child. We're also targeting assisted living facilities and independent living facilities to be able to help them not just grow their membership base and be able to act as an initial wellness consult to see if your, you know, your aging mom or dad might need to start to look for a little bit higher level of care, not necessarily a skilled nursing facility, but just a place where they can start to have some resources. And then we build out a network of services on the platform that can really help protect that aging elderly patient with our care network technology. Again, doing mental health assessments, wellness assessments, being able to help upload medical records onto the platform and really coordinate a lot of the information that might be happening with a number of different physicians or care teams in the community, but no one's really quarterbacking all that. Even the primary cares might be too busy and, you know, in a 15 to 30 minute visit to be able to get all the records together. And we can kind of act as that concierge consultant where a physician in our network can do a valuable visit for these patients where it's not a, you know, a $15,000 a month concierge direct primary care service, but really targeted consult where we can also bring family members in and be able to really help everyone feel like they're getting good care and good communication. A third offering we're doing is through mental health. So our CEO lost his wife to cancer within 41 days of diagnosis about 3 years ago. And he went through an extensive, complicated grieving process where he, as a CEO type, tried to find all the resources he could and realized that there really wasn't a highly personalized, customized way to deal with this specific mental health issue. And so he built out a national network of grief specialists where we're starting to sign up therapists to provide mental health services in the grief space, looking at a number of other areas of the mental health space as well that'll help support not just this one vertical, but also attached to the other channels we're working on. A fourth area that we're focused on is multifamily dwelling units. We just signed a partnership with one of the major regional apartment developers in the Midwest and being able to offer up a unique service for that dwelling so that a potential resident might see that, oh, well, I can also get concierge virtual care in my apartment and I don't have a primary care and help that business as a channel partner bring in new residents. We also are actively working with EMS agencies for doing more on-demand care in the home via the 911 system. And then also working with primary care groups, specialty groups for building out their practices with personal care networks.
It's incredible. It's a lot going on. Let me ask you just a logistical question. So if I'm a, let's say, primary care physician, and this sounds interesting, what's the ramp up time for me to get on the platform? And then if I want to start inviting others that I typically have a referral kind of pattern with, what's that look like?
So getting your own practice onto the platform with your own physician partners, mid-levels, PAs, front office staff, nurses, that takes about a couple of hours for us to onboard and do. And then we would ask to get a list of the seven top specialists that you'd want to be able to coordinate care with for your practice. And we would then do the outreach, do the sales and marketing and onboarding work for those practices. And similar to doing seven friends in 10 days, like Facebook, we're looking to do 70 friends in 100 days. So we're targeting about 2 to 3 months to do the outreach and then get them on board based on what we experienced pre-COVID with basic telehealth models.
That's rapid. That's fantastic. And I want to touch on another unique element of what you're doing. So clinicians who might find this interesting as a user also can be owners in the company. And this ties to your, you know, owner or physician founded and physician owned. Walk us through that opportunity as well.
Yeah. So I grew up where my dad was an independent physician. I was part of a Democratic emergency physician group for 10 years. And I believe that the best care that's given is when clinicians are really owning, leading their own practice, making their own decisions, not being driven by outside interests. We think that we can build care networks for all using the Hippo Health backend software that could better connect care teams across the country on a localized basis. And so thus far, the company has raised about $3.3 million, mostly from physicians. So we are still physician-owned and led, and we'd like to keep it that way. So we are looking to offer in our seed round the ability for any care professional to invest in Hippo and be able to then partner with us as a clinician partner where we can help you grow your practice in offering up the platform to other care teams in your community for free for telehealth and then connect you together for better referral capabilities as well as partner with you on any of the virtualist service offerings and some of our underserved channels that we're building out. And looking to raise, you know, 25K to 50K from those clinicians to play a part in those partnerships. It's a simple priced round of $7.5 million pre-money. We think that we have an opportunity and we want to be able to try to build care networks for all that would enable anyone around the country to use the platform for free for telemedicine like Zoom or Doximity did. Except now you can start to coordinate care and refer patients between care teams on the platform. And those companies were multi-billion dollar companies, and we think we've got an opportunity to really make telemedicine go to the next level. So we'd love to partner with anyone that believes in that mission.
I love it. So we'll put some information in the show notes for people that have interest in finding out about this round. It's kind of a no-brainer. I mean, we love the fact that if you're an owner, or if you're a user rather, of this platform, why wouldn't you also want to be an owner of it? Makes a ton of sense. What's next? Give us a sense of, you've got a new CEO. Sounds like he's doing great things. Maybe walk us out 6-12 months. What are some of the key goals?
Yeah. So a lot of it's blocking and tackling right now. So, you know, we've got a team that's doing a lot of sales and marketing outreach to all these different channels that we're building out currently, and then onboarding the care teams that we're contracting with. We're launching our first service with assisted living and independent living facilities next month. We just signed an agreement for our first apartment complex with 4 apartment complexes in the Midwest. So onboarding those services, we've been doing heavy outreach to some targeted college campuses and are looking to try to launch that service next month as well with several physicians in that market. And then doing targeted outreach to physicians in some of those markets that we're doing the targeted services for. I think that our primary goal is to become profitable in the next 6 months. And that'll be, I think, the major milestone we look to achieve with this seed round.
One last thing, and I'm just so, who are the contact points? Let's say, for example, on the college campus, if I'm listening to this, is it a campus physician? Is it the president of the fraternity or sorority? Or where's the starting point there?
Yeah, so we're looking at fraternities and sororities mainly as our initial entry point. So there are, you know, several college-based telehealth platforms. We think that in the Greek system, there's clinical evidence that there's much higher substance abuse rates. And so we think that we can go to, as you mentioned, some of the fraternity and sorority presidents, some of the other affiliated leaders with that niche, and be able to really make an impact as a confidential, informed provider that can enable some of these folks to get access to care just on their couch rather than having to go to clinical services on the college campus, even though we are also talking with some of those offices as well to be able to help coordinate care better in the community. So yeah, it's a multi sort of prong effort. And Eric Orm was a member of fraternity. I was as well. You know, just leveraging our relationships and contacts and trying to do the best we can to help people stay safe.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And we'll definitely add some introductions to that from folks in our group that we're part of Greek systems, and word spreads quickly in that community. And then, of course, there's the national level, which can, you know, obviously have a lot of influence down through the chapter. So good stuff. Well, Kevin, thanks a ton for spending some time on your vacation in Idaho. Enjoy the last part of that that trip, and great to catch up and hear the updates on Hippo Health. Super excited for you.
Thanks, Tobin. Great to see you, and thanks for having us on.
You bet.
All right. Take care.
See you again soon for the next episode of Innovation for Alpha. Make sure to go to Innovation for Alpha for access to prior episode links, show notes, and other valuable resources. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Before making any investment decisions, please consult with a professional. This show is copyrighted by Angel Indie Media, and written permission must be granted before syndication or rebroadcasting.